When to call 999 for an unresponsive infant, child, or adolescent. In babies, children, and young people under 18, cardiac arrest is most commonly secondary to a breathing problem, such as choking, drowning, asthma, or infection, and they urgently need rescue breaths to try to correct the lack of oxygen. If a pediatric casualty is unresponsive and someone is with you, get them to call 999 and to use the speaker function so that you can quickly check for breathing and then begin CPR starting with 5 rescue breaths. Ask the helper to fetch an AED, if feasible. If you are alone and you have a mobile phone with you, call 999 immediately and put the phone on speaker while you check for breathing. If the child is not breathing normally, give 5 initial rescue breaths, then start CPR. Continue CPR while following the instructions given by the emergency call handler. Some ambulance services may also ask you to use the video function on your phone to help guide your actions. If you are alone and you do not have a mobile phone with you, immediately begin CPR starting with 5 rescue breaths and continue for about 1 minute before leaving to get help. This ensures the child receives vital oxygen and circulation as early as possible. To minimize interruptions to CPR, if the child is an infant or small enough to carry, you may take them with you while you go to summon help. Primary cardiac arrest. If a pediatric casualty is unresponsive and you suspect it could be a primary cardiac arrest due to a heart problem rather than a breathing problem, call 999 immediately, just as you would for an adult. You should suspect a primary cardiac arrest when a previously well child suddenly collapses, especially during physical activity. A child complains of chest discomfort, pain, palpitations, or a racing heart before suddenly collapsing. A child has extreme dizziness or unexplained sudden shortness of breath during exercise before suddenly collapsing.